Hey guys, that's a this video going around, and it's a guy, and you've probably seen it too. It's a guy sitting at the table, him and his girlfriend sitting at the table, and they're eating pizza. And he goes to reach for his drink, and she grabs her cell phone. And then they show another guy, they sitting at the table, and he goes to reach for something, but she grabs her cell phone. And it's saying that this guy learned something, she can't be trusted. And we need to flip that video. Normally, it's the girl sitting at the table, and it's the girl who's reaching for something, a napkin or something to drink, or whatever she's reaching for. And it's the guy who grabbed his cell phone. It's not the girl, it's the guy. So I don't know why they twisted that around, but to be honest, in relationships, it's normally the guy who's cheating. It's normally the guy who has a lock on his cell. It's normally him, not her. So that's what I say about that. Don't buy into that when you see it. Don't buy into it. Better yet, leave a comment and call it out. Because truth to be told, it's the guy. It's the guy 99% of the time that's grabbing his cell. It's the guy that's who's cheating. It's the guy who put past codes. There was a time, if you could remember, that no one had a code. I don't think that even existed. No one had a code on a cell. And now that we can't put codes on our cell, we put it on there. Mainly guys put it on there because they're trying to protect what they're doing. When they're in a relationship, they are out there cheating. They're out there talking to different females. So when I saw that video, I was like, how dare? That is not true. Females are not cheaters. Females are not players. You might have a small section of them. A small little bitty, let's just say we take 10, there might be one out of 10 that's cheating. If you take 10 guys, all 10 are cheating. You can better believe it. And I have no problem in saying it. So when I saw that video, I think I saw it on Facebook. I was like, that's not true. And it made me want to talk about it. It made me want to come on here and do a podcast on it because I don't want you to fall for that. And you know too, who's ever listening, you know too, throughout your experiences, it's been who? Why your relationship did not work out. Your relationship did not work out. And you know this too, because he was cheating. And cheating doesn't always mean he's full on sleeping with the person. Cheating for me means that he's talking to her, he's liking her stuff on Instagram. Be honest with you, it's okay for a guy to have a social media page, but if he's on there liking this and liking that, and he's really active on there, that's not a good thing. If he's on there and he's putting up positive affirmations and he's talking about this and that, for the betterment of this or the betterment of good of that relationship or the betterment of telling you to seek higher for yourself, that's okay. But when you have a guy that's on social media and he's not doing that and he's constantly talking to different females he went to high school with and went to college with and the ones he worked with, that's not good. I would not date a guy. I would not date a guy that had a social media page and he was doing that. I would not. Because he's on there for all the wrong reasons. We females, we have social media pages, we in relationships, and we stay true to our guy, to that relationship. We stay true to it. We're not on there trying to talk to Billy Bob and all of them. We're not doing that. But to me, when you see a guy, there might be few. And y'all can challenge me. If guys are listening, you can challenge me with this. We can go toe to toe, head to head. And I could prove it to you, and I will win. I'm confident enough to say I will win. When y'all have a social media page and you're not on there talking about your business, what with your work, what you're doing, what you're working, or anything like that, but you're on there and you're talking to old high school girl and old college girls, and we're gonna do this and this. That's a girl went to college with me, I'm just hollering at her. You're on there for the wrong reasons, and you know it. Like I said, if you're not on there talking about what you do for a living, are you giving positive affirmations? Are you trying to network with your business. Maybe you're a financial analyst and you're trying to network with somebody else and you're doing something other than that, and you have a social media page. I'm not going to date you. And ladies, you don't date him either. He's on it for all the wrong reasons. All the wrong reasons. He has gotten a little bored, as I said before. So don't buy into that video if you see it. The guy reached for the soda, and all of a sudden they got the girl grabbing her cell phone and she's looking around. Women are not built like that. Women are not built to cheat with this guy and that guy and blah blah blah. Most women cherish themselves. I can almost say 90% do, 99% do. They're not handing their bodies around on a silver platter for everyone to sample it. That's what guys do, not women. So when I saw that, it got me. I'm like, I was getting ready to do something else. And then I saw that. And I was like, no. And if you find yourself in a relationship where it's the guy, he's always holding on to his cell. He got it in his pocket. He can't leave the room unless he take it with him. You need to end that relationship. He's up to no good. If you got a guy, he could leave the room and he says cell down. He's not always looking and not always grabbing it. He's okay. But when you got one of those jokers and everywhere he goes, the cell goes too. If he can't, I have seen this before too. You could be out and you turn around and you say, "Hey, I want to take a picture. My battery is low. My battery is low. I don't have my charger. Can I use your cell to take a picture?" And he run around, and he says, "I'll take the picture." Girl, it's things on that cell. He doing things he's not supposed to be doing. And that's the reason why. If he turn around, he say, "Here." He give you his cell. He turn around, give you the code. And you take the picture, everything is fine. And I tell you this too, ladies, I would not be in a marriage nor a relationship when the other party has a code on their cell. Or this is moved to emails. They have a code on their Gmail, on a Gmail account. They have a code on their email, and you have no access to it. No, I wouldn't be in that kind of relationship. That relationship is not for me. Because even though I have a code on my cell, if I'm dating a guy, I don't care about him knowing that code. If he want to see my cell, he want to look something up on the web, I would hand it to him. I don't care. Give him the code. Blah, 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 blah. There it is. I don't care. That security code that they, I don't know what year that came about, but I believe the security code was so we won't make mistakes. Before when you had your cell, we had no code, right? And our hand would hit it and we would dial somebody. I looked at it as when the security code came, it was for we would not be able to make that mistake anymore, which was a good thing. Because sometimes what people call a butt dial, and you dial and you're sitting there talking, and the other person hearing the conversation that's on your cell because you butt dialed them. I looked at it as that. It stopped us from making that mistake, doing making calls, da, 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 da. That's what I looked at it as. But there's a great deal of men felt like, "Oh, this is great." I said about 98% of you all, "Oh, this is great. Because now I can do my dirt. And my cell is locked and she can't see it." And you're doing so much dirt to the point the guy becomes paranoid. Even though he has a lock on his cell, he still would not leave it in the same room as you. He's paranoid. So when you see him pick up his cell, you pick up your purse and say, "It's time for me to go." If you married and he's picking up his cell like that, it's time to look into some things. It's time to look into some things. And you know what I'm talking about. Now, what you can do, you can sit and say, call him out. I think people have this thing where women in general, whether with friends or husbands or boyfriends, they have a thing where, oh, that's uncomfortable. And my thing is never, never make, let anyone make you feel uncomfortable. I never feel uncomfortable. If I want to know something, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say it. I need to know because I don't need to waste any time here. And that's whether with a boyfriend or with a girlfriend or with a marriage. I say it. I'm coming right out and say it. I hate wasting my time. So if you're married and your boyfriend too, if he get up and he grab his cell and he's going to the restroom or going to the bedroom or he's going to step outside, when he come back, ask him, why you do that? Why are you taking your cell? Oh, it's just habit. That's what he's going to say. And you should say, well, I feel like there's something must be on there. Lately, you've been grabbing your cell, and what you need to do is tell him, okay, we need to unlock this cell. And if he cannot do that, ladies, there's no need to keep going around the bend and discussing this. You get up and you call it quits. And if he wants you, he's going to turn around and say, here's my cell, open it. And better yet, round, here's my passcode. He's going to turn around and say, I'm not going to unlock it. I'm not going to lock it around you. I keep it unlocked. Or I'm gonna have it locked because I work a lot on myself. He could say something like if he's a financial analyst, he work on it. And I don't need to make mistakes by sending my colleagues an email, a message, a text message, or email, because we use email too on ourselves. So he could turn around and say that and say, here's my passcode, then you're good. But if he's defiant to the point where no. I'm not gonna open my cell and you're in a relationship with him. Whether it's married or boyfriend, you're supposed to be the most important thing to him, the most important person to him. And he can't open his cell to show you that he's not doing anything wrong. It's time to say goodbye. It's time to say goodbye. You don't need that in your life because if you stay, trust me, you're gonna revisit this thing over and over and over. And I hate that. You just had this conversation and you chose to stay. You let him get by. And you say, okay, you don't have to open it. And you let it go because that's what he's looking for you to do is let it go. I guarantee you, a month later, y'all be back on the same thing. You'll be back on that same conversation. You'll be back on that same conversation because he's going to do it again. And if he doesn't do it again, let's say this time he left it there, he went outside, it's still on your mind. And anything on your mind is worth talking about and getting a resolution to it. And if you can't resolve it, you need to get out. I really believe that. I have done it. So you know I believe it. So no. And that's in fairly new relationship. Let's say you meet someone, a fairly new relationship. And this guy's really, he taking you out maybe on about the third day. You notice he's really guarding his cell. You're like, why is he guarding his cell? He's really guarding it. Ask him. Ask him. But I tell you too, ladies, you could ask him. And I would. But also too, this world is a social media world. We could easily look on people's pages and see what's going on. So don't waste your time. Don't do it. Don't do it. I see it all the time. And I'll tell you what else I see too, and I probably talked about this before too. You know how you could be sitting in a restaurant with a guy, he can get a call and he take it outside. Girls, don't put up with that. That's why when I saw that video today, I'm like, what is, who told that lie? Women don't do that. I could list a number of things that I see guys do. I could see them out at a restaurant. The girl sitting at the table, how embarrassing. And he get up, he outside talking on his cell. The whole restaurant is talking about you. I do. When I see something like that, I'm like, what is that? She's sitting at the table and he's walking outside with the cell. Girl, you haven't called Uber yet? Get out of there. Don't do that. Or you see a guy and now he has two cells? No. Why do you, why he need two? I'm a realtor. I work on this one sale. There's one sale. I got where client in contact. This is client. This is so and so. I put the address so I can know who I'm talking about. Put little notes. But I see guys with two. And these girls stand around, and I know you don't believe that. You stand around and you're being foolish. Well, you know, the second one is his work sale. Come on now, you know better. You know that's not his work sale. Even if it's if it is, he puts something else on that sale too. So don't fool yourself like that. You want real. We in 2024. We're looking for all real from here on out. We're looking for real relationships, real men. 2024, 2025, from here on out. You have done that in 2023 and 2022 on back. We're looking for real relationships. Like I said, I can list a number of things guys would do with their cell. Go take a shower. They bring it in the bathroom with them. Going back to that video I saw, that ticked me off. Women are not like that. No. That's why women always get hurt because they put their trust into this one person and think that one person is like them, that guy's like them. No, he's not. Now, there's some good dudes out there. Like I say, if you feel like he's doing that and you turn around and you say, "Hey, what you doing? Are you hiding anything? Let me take a look." And he turn around and say, "Here, look, that's a great dude. I'm not doing anything. I have my phone locked like you have yours. I don't want to make any mistakes and text the wrong people at my job." That's a good dude. But a lot of these dudes, or you're dating him, like a TSMS, a guy would do. You're dating him. And we're all grown here on this podcast. You're dating him, and he come over for the night, and he leave his cell in the car. Gosh, what are you doing? Why are you selling the car? Because now he's seeing somebody new, and he can't say this too. He's seeing somebody new, or he's seeing someone who's not putting up with his bull crap, and he knows she's going to text him, and he can't say to her, I'm getting ready to go to bed at 9 o'clock." See, when guys tell you that, "I'm getting ready to go to bed at 9 o'clock," that's pretty early. He's basically saying, "Don't text me," because he's doing something that's between 9 on up. And these females, so desperate to be in a relationship, they go along with it. So there are some females, he knows she's going to call after 9. She's going to text after 9. So what he turn around and do, he take a risk. "I'm gonna leave this out in the car. And if she calls, what I could save us spend the whole night." And 9 out of 10, he knows she gonna say something. He might lie to you so he can go back out to his car to call her back because she's not putting up with her with his crap. So he might go out there and check and say, "Let me see, did she call?" And then if she did not call, he still will go out there and say, "Hey, I know." He know he has to check in because she's not putting up with his crap. He know you, who he's at your house visiting you for the night. You're putting up with his crap because he has caught on. You have let him leave his cell in the car. So he know you would put up with anything. So what he does, if he's dating this person that's not putting up with his crap, what he's gonna do, "I need to go out to my car and get something." And he'll go out to his car, he'll sit there and call her, and he'll say something like, "You know, I told you." One, he's going out there to check to see did she call. If not, he's gonna call her anyway, because he knows he needs to check in. And he's gonna tell her, "Hey, I know I told you I was gonna sleep at 9, but I got up to get a drink of water." And he's gonna talk to her a little bit, and he might talk to her for 15 to 30 minutes. Because he knows you, as I said before, you in the house is putting it up with his crap. I'm sorry, y'all, got my bands on. Putting up with his crap. So he knows you're not going to question him because you so desperately want to be with him. Why? I don't know. So he goes to the car and he talks to her for about a good 30 minutes. And he feels like, okay, I have talked to her. She's a little tired now. I don't have to worry about her calling me again until around about 6 in the morning. And you know that some of these guys, they're not going to lay around until about 7 or 8 o'clock. They get up quick because they need to get home because they know that she might call. Those are the guys that leave their cells in the car. The ones that bring them in, they have it on lock. They know you're not going to do anything. You're not going to question it. The other females he's seeing on the outside, he know they're not questioning his behavior, so he can bring it in. Every now and then he'll glance at it. This one call, that one call. He's not loyal to any of you all because he has realized you all are putting up with his crap. When a guy likes you, he tap dances. He tries to please you in every way possible. He planned dates. He planned trips. He calls you. He want to know what's going on with you. He's seeing you 4-5 times out the week. That's how you know. You know whether or not a simple iPhone, a simple Apple iPhone could tell you where you are, where you stand with him in that relationship. I say the same thing about social media. If he has a Facebook page, a simple social media page can tell you where you stand in his life from a simple social media page, from his page. Is he posting you? Now, granted, I say this too. We're all dating. And when we first start to date, we're dating, getting to know each other. So no, I'm not going to put you on my page. He's not going to put me. Now, some guys will on his page, but we're all trying to get to know each other. But once you have established, once you have got past that area where, okay, I like him, he likes me, why not post you? If he doesn't, because he's seeing you and everybody else. If he tell you, I'm private, don't post me, red flag. Red flag, get out. Get out. Just like the podcast I'm going to put out, I haven't put it out yet, but I'm putting it out before this one. It should be out on Monday. But when I saw that, that bothered me. Because I could list so much when it comes to the sale. I see it every day. Every day. I see guys hiding their sale, doing this and that. It's not the females. So when y'all see that video, y'all think about this podcast. Don't buy into it. You know who it is. You know who it is. It's him, not you. It's not you grabbing for yourself because he reached across the table to get something. It's him. It's not you that got yourself locked and everywhere you go in the house, whether you go to the restroom, the bedroom, the kitchen, you holding tight to it. It's him, not you. So don't buy into that. Okay, that's my rant. I had a little outburst when I saw that. I did not like that. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.